In the back room of the Salvation Army Church, long tables are set up around the perimeter. Canned food is stacked on top, as well as cardboard boxes filled with bags of ingredients. Ingredients specific for a Thanksgiving meal.
So we have canned fruit, chicken broth, sweet potatoes.
That's Misty Burks, a church leader.
Corn, olives, cranberry sauce, stuffing, potatoes and onions, and rolls. And then in the back, in the freezer still, are frozen pumpkin pies.
There's also butter and turkeys being kept cold. All of these items will end up in boxes carefully packaged according to the size of the family receiving them.
It's a full box with everything that they're going to need to make a Thanksgiving meal for their families.
The Thanksgiving boxes are needs-based. There's an application process for recipients to fill out, but Burke says it goes pretty fast.
It's not like this super strenuous situation. It's not like you have to provide all kinds of information and tell me your life story. But we do need something to document why we're using these funds to provide a box for you. And we want to do it. I mean, Thanksgiving is an important time of year. It's a time where families get together, and a meal is always a great place to have conversation. And so we want families to take that time. We want families to be able to spend Thanksgiving together and having a warm meal.
When the packing finally begins, it goes full throttle.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Empty cardboard boxes are quickly slid along the edge of the tables while volunteers pull cans from stacks and place them into the boxes. The whole process is very streamlined.
Sean, do you want to do the large ones just so we can get the
bigger cans out of the way?
Bigger cans and the bigger rolls.
There will be 88 boxes in all. That's 16 more boxes than last year and 20 more than the year before that. But Burke says it's not surprising.
We expected it to increase, especially this year, just because of the 2 years of poor fishing season. We know that families are hurting more.
There will likely be more boxes needed. Burke says new people always come in the day of the distribution.
Thankfully, with the generosity of the community and the additional boxes that are donated full of stuff for other families, we do end up with extra. So we have never had to tell someone on the waiting list that we can't give them something.
The work gets interrupted when some young visitors come to the door.
Come on, guys. Come on in.
About a dozen kids from the local preschool, Good Beginnings, shuffle into the room, carrying cans of food to donate.
You guys want to put it on this cart, either on the top shelf or the bottom shelf. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
The food distribution is coordinated by the Salvation Army Church, but the donations are a community effort.
Donations by local people or local, like other churches have donated or other entities have donated, but then also from our funds that are designated for Christmas and Thanksgiving food boxes. That's where the money comes from.
Soon, the packing process continues. The filled boxes are placed in a nearby room on the floor. The small ones and large ones kept separately. Families will come to pick them up, and as Burks and others hope, will be able to enjoy a holiday feast at home. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.